This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 5:02, down 4 on the open. December 5:18, down 3.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 405.5, down 1.75 on the open. December, 427.5, up 1.25. March, 438.5, down 6. July, 453, down 3.75 on the open. September corn opened at 238, up 3/4 on the open. December, 254, up a half. March, 268, up a half. July, 287.5, up 1.5. December, 299.75, unchanged on the open. September oats opened at 189.75, unchanged on the open. December, 193.75, up a quarter. August soybeans opened at 580.5, up 3.5 on the open. September, 588, up 3.5. November, 602.5, up 4. January, 613.5, up 3.5. March, 624, up 3.5. May, 630, up 3.75. July, 640, up 3.75 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 167.50, up a dollar on the open. September, 169.50, up a dollar 50. August soybean oil opened at 26.35, up 18 on the open. September, 26.55, up 17. At the Merck, August feeders open at 114, down 162.5 on the open. September, 113.70, down 182.5. October, 113.25, down 197.5 on the open. August live cattle open at 82.25, down 202.5 on the open. October, 86.75, down 147.5. August lean hogs open at 66.90, down 47.5 on the open. October, 59.25, down 20. December, 57.65, down 15. February, 59.30, down 32.5 on the open. And February bellies were limit down on the opening bell this morning at 92.25, down 300.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave, and welcome back.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's begin on the Merck side, get that out of the way. Is all of what we're seeing Friday's cattle on feed report?
A good chunk of it. That's the fundamental catalyst to send the market lower. When you look at what the trades is expecting and where the report came out of, that's, you know, a huge difference. That's probably one of the biggest misconception or biggest mistake of missing the tart board, per se, that we've seen in a long time in the meat sector and the cattle numbers, that is. And therefore, the trade got caught off guard, and we're seeing some pretty fairly active trade. Plus, two, we saw lower cash trade. Cash cattle in the West traded 79.5. We got August futures here at 82. So the board is a premium to the cash market, per se. So we're going to have to see some big stabilization in the cash sector here to get the market to sort of hold here to rebound.
Any theories on why the trade missed placements so badly?
Well, it's hard to say. I didn't see real good commentary on what they were looking at. But you had to expect more numbers, per se, because when you look at and visit with those guys out west, they remain fairly dry, and the placement's been heavy due to the drought out west. And I think they were looking at those placements and numbers slowing down and through here, but that's just not the case.
Let's then turn our attention to the Chicago Board of Trade. A little bit of firmness on corn today. Is this just a short-term pause off the 6 to 10-day forecast, and we might expect further declines in this market?
Well, they were saying dead cat bounce. The market is incredibly oversold. We ought to look for some stabilization, but any extended rally is going to be hard to come by, even if we do warm temperatures up. The trade's fairly comfortable with the crop here in the eastern belt, and in fact, this afternoon's conditions report's probably going to show some improvement in the eastern in the belt. Western belt's going to probably show maybe some stabilization, but for the most part, this time of year, when you're in July and get some good rains in some areas, it's awful hard to maintain historically high prices. So the risk is to the downside. Up moves in here is probably going to be sold as producers start to get old crop situations squared away. There's a ton of old crop out there still to be moved yet. So we got to get that moved. We got to make room for new crop. We got new crop just around the corner here. It won't be long in here. We'll start to see harvest activity pick up. Believe it or not, you know, if you're in a new crop situation, in some areas there's a 2 cent LDP on corn already.
Hmm. When you look at the technical charts for the December contract in the corn, Kurt, it looks to me like there are any number of technical low objectives, from the June low at 247 and three quarters to March 249 and a quarter. Take it back to January 241 and a half, all the way to December 237 and three quarters. And with the funds being still some 180,000 contracts long, I guess maybe all these numbers in play?
Well, yeah, you know, if they're going to be a true trend following fund, technical indicators are down, they're oversold, and have some little recoveries here. Which we're going to see. I don't think we're going straight down. If we went straight down every day, we'd be to zero within a matter of a few days, and nothing would be worth anything. But yeah, the trend is down. Any type of move into the mid to upper 260s is where the longer-term moving averages come in play. So, you know, if the funds want to defend their position and maybe spend one more weather event, we can get moves back up to there. But you got to go psychologically 250, 245, 240, 220 over the next 30 to 45 days based on December corn futures on the downside.
Let's turn our attention to November soybeans. They're now trading at 602 and three quarters, up four and a quarter. They filled the gap left over from last week at this point. Do they stay above $6 off the close today?
Well, that's a million-dollar question. If you look at the November bean chart, clear back a year ago, we looked at 05 November and we looked at January 06. But if you go back and stick with your November 06, we virtually haven't gone anywhere over the last year. We've been stuck in this trading range. I mean, we've been, you know, seems like we get up to 640 or, you know, 635, 640, we run out of steam. We dip under $6, we find support. I think you got to trade the ranges as a trader in through here. As a grain marker, you get back to the upper end, you got to lay into it and sell it and wait for the breakout. You know, we've been talking breakout for ages, but one of these days we'll probably get that swing one way or the other, and you just got to go with it.
Is it a concern that there are so many soybeans yet to go to market?
Well, past history, it's a concern. You know, you talk 570 million bushels, and that's a lot of beans historically. But I remember quite well in the early 70s putting beans in the crib, and, you know, we reached historically high prices of $5. Sold them, and they went sharply higher than that. And we got to remember from this, I don't know if we're in that atmosphere just yet, but from the late 60s, early 70s, we had carryouts of 60 million bushels of beans. That was, you know, good carryout then. But beans went above $10, and we had carryouts of 250, 300 million bushels. And, you know, so we had bigger carryouts and higher prices. So hopefully as a producer, we're in that stage in through here where we can be in that type of mindset. But we still got to get through another year at, see if that's going to be the trend or not.
Thank you, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank. serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick. September wheat in Kansas City, 499, down 7. At the Board of Trade, September wheat, 401.5, down 5 and 3 quarters. December, 421, down 5 and a quarter. September corn, 238.5, up 1 and a quarter. December, 254 and 3 quarters, now 255, up 1.5. March, 268 and 3 quarters, up 1 and a quarter. May, 277.5, up 1 and a quarter. August beans, 581, up 4. September, 588.5, up 4 noves. 603, up 4.5. And August soybean meal, 168.30, up 180. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock.